realms of Senith.
Well, I would like to start making an approach toward the camp that we see, but like carefully, as swiftly as we can, stealthily. Does survival come into play there? Skill, I mean.
You're a ranger. I would think if you're trying to move stealthily, it would just be stealth. I tell you what, I'll let you roll a survival to see if you can trace a path that will give all of you advantage on stealth. Like, you're leading the way.
Okay, that's basically what I had in mind. Because I was reading through my ranger abilities, and in my favorite terrain, I'm supposed to have something to deal with stealth that helps us, like, not only gather resources, but find our way. So, that's what I was wondering. Oh, so that makes sense. So it is a survival?
Yes, it would be a survival check. The DC would be 13.
Okie dokie. Let's see if I can figure out my dicey dice. Doing it at advantage because of the favorite terrain thing. Tell me if that's wrong. Not that it really matters there.
No, that was fine. Even if it wasn't fine, you rolled a 20 and a 19.
That's what I mean.
So, yeah, all of you may move at advantage to your stealth, which for Arsenal means normal, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. And what would be an advantage for me? Would it be two of them or?
Yes.
I don't think you wear heavy armor, so yes.
Check me out with another 20.
Nice. And I got 27.
Let me check something. Perception.
Arsenal gets a 19 for stealth.
All right. Nice. Where are you moving to?
I can't see the grid. Does that matter? Well, there it is. Where are we moving to? Good question. Because maybe if I zoom out a little bit, I'll be able to answer it better. Oh, are we just doing like a double move or a singular move?
I'm going to let you move pretty freely until I start asking for checks.
Okay.
The first check would be what you rolled, however.
I don't know where the measuring thingy went, so I just eyeballed it. And then it's probably a double move.
Something like that.
So I go 35. Mm-hmm.
Can you move your token, Rikara?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, I was thinking way too hard about this.
Oh, wait, I might be in front of a cliff thing. I didn't realize that might be up, so I don't know that I want to go that way. Or maybe I do.
See, I had this plan. This was mountainous terrain. I had not thought about you being a ranger with a mountain background or favored terrain. So I was like, yeah, this is gonna be like difficult to navigate. And no, it's not.
In fact, I get advantage and I can go twice as fast.
That's okay. Pretty awesome though.
How close are all of you?
Do we have to climb this thing in front of me? Is it a mountain or whatever?
This cliff, yeah, you can climb over it pretty easily though.
Look at me go. Do you need another check yet?
Not yet, but your check is being used now.
Okay, was that normal movement, or does that double to get up here?
It's fine. Where you're standing now is where you would start doing your moves and double moves.
That's my movement. It's 35. Am I close enough to see what's going on down there? Or is that on the same level as us? I can't tell if it's up or down.
It's up, so no. But you do hear the footsteps of that Etten shouting. Actually, give me a perception check to see if you can hear better.
Perception.
All of us are just Thea.
Go ahead as well. Everybody can.
Arsenal gets a 4.
One less than my passive.
Though Arsenal's passive is 12, if that means anything.
These were some really bad rolls. So we have passives of what, like 12, 14?
14 is mine, yeah.
And I guess it's about the same for Rikara.
Mm-hmm.
You aren't able to discern actual words, but you do hear a spellcaster speaking arcana, casting spells.
Can I see the werewolves?
No, not yet.
It'd be really cool if I could just, like, you know, sneak up there, pluck some hair, and run off.
I think we need blood, though, right?
He said hair.
Oh.
So, theoretically, if these guys aren't immediately hostile, maybe we could befriend them and they could just give it to us all nice-like? That'd be great.
I'm not opposed to trying that.
Well, there is a small matter of them being already engaged in some sort of epic witch-etten battle. Hey, so can we tell whether the werewolves are fighting against the Etin or with it?
You're pretty certain that the Etin is on the other, or fighting against the werewolves.
What kind of knowledge is involved in knowing things about Etins to discern, like, are they usually evil jerks or are they kind of neutral or, you know, whatever?
They're generally evil.
Yeah.
Giants would probably be Arcana knowledge.
If somebody else knows things about Arcana, go ahead, because mine's a negative one.
Arsenal has Arcana proficiency.
Okay, cool, because I don't think I have...
That's a five.
Yeah.
Could you somehow squeeze 10 more points into that?
I mean, can I give him advantage for putting our skulls together?
I can try.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, sorry if we're over talking over you, Sarah. It's actually kind of hard to hear when you're speaking.
So are we putting our skulls together or something?
Yes. Go ahead and roll again.
I'd rather use your bonus than mine.
That is a 20. Dirty 20, but still.
What were you doing, Rikara?
I was trying to help with perception, and that's okay. I know my volume's kind of wonky.
Okay. So the average lifespan of an Etin is 75 years. Their favorite climate is subarctic. Favorite terrain is hills and mountains. So he's also in his favored terrain.
This would be information that I'd relay, yep. Especially to Tia.
Yeah, I kind of figured you would just start listing off like a stat just, block.
That's literally what Arsenal starts doing in like a very monotone voice.
You have like your information screen come up in your visual range and you just start reading it to us.
Yeah, it's Terminator vision.
Yeah. They're very heavy, ranging from 1,000 to 5,000 pounds. The one here sounds like they weigh somewhere around 3 to 3.5 thousand pounds. So it's on the larger side for an Etin. I guess more to the point, they're two-headed giants, and they're most often evil, generally chaotic, not very intelligent.
Okay, so I have two thoughts. One is maybe to try to get a little bit closer to figure out if the spellcaster is with or against the Etin. And the other is maybe we should join in and take a gamble on fighting the Etin, because if we can get into the good graces of the werewolves who are most likely fighting him, then maybe they'll give us hair. Although I don't know. I guess if they're evil, they might be fighting with him. I don't know.
By your guess from what you saw when you scouted and what you can hear by your perception checks this close, you're pretty certain the werewolves and the Etin are at odds and they are attacking each other.
Okay. Well, then if we're close enough to start shooting at the Etin, I think I might want to do that. See if we can befriend the wolves that way.
You are not, because you are too far down.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to climb, baby, climb. Do we got to do another stealth?
You will for coming up here, yeah.
Do we still have advantage?
Yes.
And I assume that advantage will just constantly apply while we're in this area.
That's my still 23.
Arsenal gets a 14.
How's Rikara doing? She's rolling.
I got a 15, 19 total with the stealth. Do I add dex to that as well?
It should already have dex with your proficiency if you have that, if it's listed somewhere.
Oh, yeah. So, yep, it's 19, like I said.
Okay. You may move your movements and show me where you stop.
I think this is the direct path up here.
You're going to get them? I can't see where they are.
Hmm?
I was trying to zoom out and find where the bad guys are so I know where to go, but I zoomed out really far. The witch is...
Look at all them witches.
All right, when you get up there, that is what you see is an Etin.
Ew.
Yeesh.
So the witches seem to be with the Etin, or at least fighting the werewolves?
The witches look like they're fighting this werewolf here.
Okay. What's the distance on that? Get my thingy. Oh, it's perfect. I want to shoot that witch, unless my companions are like, don't do it.
I'm game.
Arsenal?
Arsenal's done for whatever.
All right, let me start adding things to initiatives. Go ahead and roll your initiatives as well.
Arsenal gets a 12 for initiative.
19 for Tia.
I got a 4 plus 2, so 6.
You had 19 on Tia?
Correct.
And then 12 on arsenal?
Yes.
I'm proud of myself for being able to remember that.
Gold star.
Tia, you get to go first. You're actually at the top of the initiative anyway.
I take initiative. It shoots for 16 at the witch that is not the sly witch.
That is a hit, I believe. Yes.
1d8 plus 3. 10. 10 damage.
Okay. Is that your whole turn?
This is all a hill until about, like, here, right?
Yeah, there's a pathway here that leads over to where they're at.
I'm gonna move my token and take cover behind that tree. Can I do that?
Yeah.
That's my turn.
Arsenal, you go ahead and start doing your things, too.
Does Arsenal have a line of sight on the witch that Tia hit from about here?
Yes.
He's going to pull out his crossbow and fire a bolt at her. That is a 17 to hit.
That's a hit.
It's going to be 1 piercing damage. And that is Arsenal's turn.
Go ahead, Rikara.
I think, I may just move at this point, just because I have just a lot of melee weapons. Let's see. Kind of want to move behind here. Hopefully they won't see me. Okay, there we go. And I think that'll be my turn for now.
Go ahead, Tia.
Me again?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm gonna shoot the same witch. 13.
I believe that's a miss. No, that's exactly what you needed.
Good job. I was trying to roll a d10. So that's 10 damage again. Oh, I suppose I should have specified moving up from behind the tree. Mm-hmm. And then moving back.
Is that your turn?
Yeah, sorry. I got distracted by how cool the witches actually look. They look like fire mages or something. Nature fire mages? I don't know.
All yeah, that's natural.
The Etten has taken a swing at the guy behind him. 27.
Got him. Wait, no. We don't want
you
to get him.
I think that's a critical hit, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. 13 damage then. Nice catch there. This evil werewolf is going to try to help his friend for 9. All right, go ahead, Arsenal.
Does Arsenal still have line of sight from here? I think he does. The witch that's low. He's going to fire another shot at her. That is a 13 to hit.
That's what you need. Oh, actually, you have to roll that at disadvantage. You see this other witch point glare at you and makes you re-roll it.
Glare at me.
Mm-hmm.
She thinks you look like a punk.
Probably going to be a miss, yeah. She would have only taken 1 piercing damage anyway, so it's not a big deal.
No, she just wasted her once per day thing then.
Yeah. Arsenal is going to stow his crossbow after that, and that is his turn.
Werewolf is right in their face now.
All right. Is it my turn or?
Yeah, you can. You can go.
Okay. Strange question. Would I be able to get too close to where Arsenal is at without provoking an attack from the witches?
Opportunity attacks don't apply to ranged weapons or spells, so you're fine.
Okay.
You only provoke attacks if you move through a hostile creature's melee range area. So usually within 5 feet of them, sometimes 10.
Okay. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to move near Arsenal so I can get closer to that alpha.
And you've got like 80 feet to play with, so.
Good deal. Okay. And I believe that will be my turn for now, because until I get a bow.
You could take his crossbow again.
True, but I don't have any silver.
Yeah, but she'll be there next turn.
So I'm good for now.
Okay. I'm surprised, but I don't believe that these witches have heals.
They're not that kind of witch.
Shit's tragic.
Oh, she hit him.
Almost a crit, too.
Oh, she can't use her witch bolt anyway, so it's just going to be her dagger that she rolled 4 damage. All right, go ahead, Tia.
I'm going to shoot her with my bow and arrow.
Okay. Do the first. I love the sing-songy way you said that. That was great.
Yeah, it's how I roll. It's how I bow.
Bowing intensifies.
Oh, no. I'm going to guess that an 8 does not hit her.
It does not.
I'm going to scream as a free action. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to draw attention to myself that way.
Arsenal will scream as a free action. It's okay.
Yes, since they have surpassed me, I'll start to approach as well. I'll hide behind a bush. Da-da. That is my turn.
Okay, go ahead, Arsenal. I'm going to clean up these NPCs as you go.
Can Arsenal attack the witch from, like, here? Like, here?
Yeah.
He's going to move up there, draw his Warhammer, and bonk her. Oh, that's a 12 to hit.
That's a miss.
Well, Arsenal will cry as a reaction. That's his turn.
Okay. I'm almost done with this NPC.
I'll be right back.
8 damage. All right, Rikara.
Okay. I'm trying to remember if I still have knives.
You should.
Would it be a 1d4 or would it be a d8? I'm trying to think of how that works.
Well, who are you trying to attack?
I'm not really in range to hit the alpha, am I? Well, I can get myself in range.
Well, let's leave the werewolves alone, and since they're fighting the same guys that we are. And, like, if when everybody else is down, they turn on us, then we'll fight them.
Okay.
So, like, focus on the witches and the Etten.
Okay, so we are fighting the witches. Okay.
Yeah, that witch is almost down.
Yeah, true. Okay. Let me see. So I'm going to get up to the Sky Witch. And what I'm going to do from there is I'm going to use my quarterstaff and beat her up. So that's... Oh, wait. No, I got to do the... whoops. D20 first. All right. 18 to hit?
Yeah, that's a hit.
Okay, cool.
Quarterstaff is a D6 or D8. Which one is it?
It's a D6. All right, so 5, and then plus 2, so 7. 7 damage.
And you said you're attacking the sly one?
And I know I have a bonus action, right? So I can punch her, correct?
I believe so.
Okay, 4 damage.
Okay, let's check the attack roll first, though. Then we'll apply it.
Oh, gotcha. I need to remember that. That was bad. All right, I guess that's my round.
The switch still doesn't have any healing. Let's see if she gets her witch bolt back. Is that it? That's this. And she does not. That sucks for her. Well, at least she stabs the alpha for 6 damage. Then the alpha. See if he can finish her off. Yes, that's a hit. 9 damage. She's dead.
Woohoo.
It's your turn, Dia.
I'm like, woohoo. And then I shoot the other lead. 12 is not enough, correct?
Correct.
Grr. I'm going to stow my bow and begin to approach. Is this the edge of a cliff?
Sort of, yeah. There's one hell of a hill by this tree.
I'll perch and glare at the witch. And that's my turn.
Go ahead, Arsenal.
Arsenal is going to bonk the witch. That is a 23 to hit.
Yeah, that's a hit.
He's going to take 12 bludgeoning damage. Second. There we go. And that is Arsenal's turn.
Okay, one second. I gotta check something. What's his AC? Oh, he just missed it. Okay. Rikara, go ahead in one second. Let me check this girl, see if her... Nope. Ugh. Okay. All right, go ahead, Rikara.
Okie doke.
She only has one spell.
Yay, 19.
That's a hit.
I'm going to use my quarterstaff again. 7 damage. And then I'm going to try to punch her as a bonus action again. That's an 18 to hit.
That's a hit.
And so 3 damage. And that's my turn.
Dia.
I'm going to pull my short swords as I slither down this hill and come around the other side of the witch. Get out of my face. Can I go there?
Yeah.
Okay, then I'm going to attack her. That's apparently also a plus 5. Makes sense. So that misses, but then I'll do it offhand. 8 plus 5 is 13.
That's what you need, I believe.
Boom, finally. So that's 8 damage.
She's off the board.
By Delisha. Oh, is the alpha dead too?
No, the alpha not disengaged, but ran away when he saw that the three of you were up fighting it. And he went to go fight the Etten because it killed one of his warriors.
Okay. Stay where I am for now and call that the end of my turn.
Okay. Arsenal.
Arsenal will move up to the Etten and begin attacking it with a bonk. That is a 19 to hit.
That's a hit.
It is going to take 12 bludgeoning damage. And that is Arsenal's turn.
Rikara.
So, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to move up next to Arsenal and try to hit the Etten. All right, I'm going to try to use my quarterstaff. 17 to hit.
That's a hit.
5 damage. And then I don't know if this is going to do anything because he looks monstrous, but I think I'm going to try to give him a right hook to the liver if he has one.
He has 2 of them.
What?
No. Well, the I one don't think livers, so. Then.
13. I don't think that hits.
No, that's a hit.
Oh, it is. Great. So that'll be 3 damage. And I'm done.
Akara. Tia, I mean.
So did the alpha go down?
Yes, it did.
Gonna take a second to think. Take a chance on the fact that they haven't attacked us yet. Run up to the alpha. Give him a cure wounds.
Okay.
I think it was around like there or something.
Yes.
Do you remember what the math is on a cure wounds? Still haven't written it down.
It's a 1d8 plus your modifier, which wisdom or whatever.
Okay. Sorry, my finger kept wanting to push the button. I kept telling it not to. It wouldn't listen. So that's only 4, but it's better than 0.
Okay.
This might be risky, but just in case they still hate us, I don't want to leave anybody's melee range. So can I shift through these two over to this spot?
Yes.
And then use my offhand to stab the end. Or not stabbed yet. And that's my turn. I was hoping to be super awesome and take his last 6 hit points after bringing the alpha back up, but you know, things never go my way.
All right, I'm going to roll a d10, figure out who the Etten is going to attack with his first attack. Everyone is like 1-2, so like 1-2, 3-4, 5-6, 7-8, 9-10. Where is the frickin' d10? There it is. 1-2-3-4, 5-6, 7-8.
He can take it.
Okay, that's his first attack. 13, I think, is exactly what he needed, pretty much. Arsenal's going to take the next attack here. Okay, how much was it? 9 damage? That is not a hit. That is not a hit at all.
I don't think so.
Not even a little bit.
I don't think that would have hit any of us.
No.
Maybe Rikara. Oh, wait, no, she has dex.
All right, it's your turn, Arsenal.
Arsenal is going to retaliate with a bonk. The bonk does not hit. That is his turn.
Rikara.
All right. So I'm going to try to hit him with my quarterstaff. Oh, well, that didn't work. I still get a bonus action, though, right?
Yep.
And I don't get that either. So that'll be it for me for now.
Okay. 14's a hit. I think this takes it down. Yep.
That spell was worth it.
This disheveled werewolf warrior jumps on the Etten, gnaws his face, and they roll down this hill over here together.
The word is disheveled.
Disheveled.
He's then not well put together.
Then he hevels his way back up.
He evils.
Apparently it's been a long time since he had his grooming appointment.
Hope you don't say that.
So what after the Etten goes down?
Sorry, what?
So what's the situation after the Etten goes down? Are they turning on us?
This one comes back up after a moment and just stands there, and the alpha stands up, and they start shifting back into their normal forms, which I do not have the tokens for.
So they're just like humans.
Actually, they both are, yes. And this one says that this one right here, the bigger one says, so thank you for helping us, but why?
Well, funny story that. So our friend here has had an unfortunate encounter with another lycanthropic creature who's not so nice. And we're kind of hoping to help prevent her from becoming, I don't know, would it be a were-kobold or a werewolf?
He grunts and he says, you're talking about Lobin.
Oh, so you've heard of him.
Yeah, we were coming this way and we were hoping to find him.
Well, funny story that. He's dead.
Good riddance. And these are the witches that made him.
Really?
Good riddance.
He goes over here, Rikara, and he starts sniffing at you with his human nose.
Okay.
They're friendly.
Hi.
Yes, you have been bitten. What's your plan?
So we just need a little bit of fur from a lichen. Are they lichens? Would that be what they're considered?
Yes.
Just a little fur, you know, a little mixy-uppy in this fun little jar we've got, and hopefully, wham-bam, you're all better, ma'am. Or so the scholars say.
Do we need blood too? I couldn't remember.
No, I was misremembering that it was fur, not blood.
And I did not say that out loud.
So we need a little lock of your hair and your blood.
He offers to give it to you, but he says, you should be warned that there's side effects.
Are they worse than the side effect of turning into Loban Jr.?
No, no. Fair point. Yeah, he holds out his arm and he shifts it, grabs a dagger from one of the witches, gives you some of his fur. He says, this, I believe, is what you needed.
Awesome. So, we better hurry and do the thing before the moon does the thing and then you do the thing.
Yes, I would say so.
I can't remember if you brought... I think you brought most of it with you, the concoction.
Yeah, so if I recall correctly, we have stuff to, like, keep her from turning until we get back to the people who can make, like, the full stuff. I don't remember all the things, so I'm just going to call it all thingamajigs and doohickeys. But, like, I think we are supposed to return to the scholars who sent us on this thing. But the fur was the component we were missing, and now we just kind of got to make our way back before the moon comes up or something.
All right. So this werewolf says, there is another option. And he goes over here. He's like, these witches have kept a lot of material for creating these potions. We can actually use some of it to make or finish this concoction ourselves here.
Really?
I mean, it's up to you, Ricara. Like, we did just meet these guys, but they seem friendly. If you want to do it their way, I say let's do it.
I mean, I don't think it's... I don't see anything that would oppose that, but I also don't know their intentions. It could just be simply to help.
He's like, the choice is between possibly having the concoction now or racing against time for the moon.
Yeah, because we're already on the same day as when it's supposed to be a full moon and, like, complete your transformation or whatever. So we would have to hustle back to the city for them. So if they can do it here, it's probably a good thing.
Okay.
It looks legit.
Okay. So, yeah, him and his friend get to work real quick mixing things. They're like sniffing the vials and stuff. It's a little weird, I suppose, but they mostly move with their senses of smell. It's odd to see humans doing this.
Well, they're not humans, not really.
Right.
Well, they look like humans.
That's fair. While they're busy, I'm going to, like, rifle through the pockets of all the people that we just knocked down. Check out this hand table or whatever is going on over here. So I'm just, like, sniffing around, poking at stuff while they're busy. What is that?
That's a hand table.
Witches, man.
Okay, so they finish the potion as Tia's and Arsenal are doing their thing. And he turns to you, Ricara, and says, so it's ready, but as I said, this concoction has potential side effects, but it would have anyway. Well, and he hands it out to you.
Does he do, like, the whole spiel for the side effects where he's like real quick?
No.
Can you name one or two of those side effects, please?
You might lose your shadow. And then the other one says, you might forget how to read. Then the elf again says, you might grow a third eye.
So is there another option? Is that what you're aiming at here?
No, I was just curious.
I mean, these guys, they're trying to make it sound like a big, bad, scary thing to drink this potion. So, like, is there some other route that you would suggest as an alternative?
No. And then this other one says, you might create a clone of yourself every time you sneeze.
That'd actually be cool.
I mean, that's a lot of DPS.
Well, I think it's worth the risk, and I chug it.
You chug it? Okay. Let's roll a
D100.
D100? Yep.
Is that the percentile die?
Yeah.
Plus the 10.
Yeah, when you press it in this thing, it'll bring up both of them. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
That's a dirty number.
When DM says uh-oh.
All right.
Yes, it is.
She falls unconscious.
Oh, I knew it! I knew it!
Can I medicine her?
Yeah.
Medicine. That's a 4 total.
Oh, man.
I'm good at the medicine. Wolfman's. Any thoughts?
They say, well, it could have been worse.
I mean, she's still got only two eyes, but I was kind of hoping for the clone.
Roll a 1d4, Rikara.
Okay, 4.
Okay, that's how many days you're going to be unconscious for.
Oh my goodness.
We'll build you one of those, like, papoose sack thingies and put you on Arsenal's back.
I will thank Arsenal when I wake up.
So much birthday oil coming your way, buddy.
They're like, well, our job's done here. I guess we'll talk to you later.
Like, where do you go? Where do you live? Can we be friends?
We were from Arafort, a little town called Warhelm, but now we're leaving to the far west. We're going to Snutra.
What's over there?
Nothing.
Because so that
we are not hunted.
I'll put in a good word with, you know, the powers that be. Be like, these dudes helped us and, you know, gave her a nice long nap.
Apparently she needs it.
Maybe you should take the hand table with you for your new place.
They laugh and say, no, we'll be okay. We still remember how to make furniture and do town folk things.
I would say thank you.
Yeah, I'll let him know. She's a nice, friendly person. And if she were awake right now, she would be like, thank you so much. You're my bestie for life. Have a good time and a nice life. Or, you know, some variation of that. There's a lot of cool stuff here. I mean, she's asleep now and hopefully not going to be liking anything. So, like, can we take some stuff? Is this a dick shroom?
What is
this? Oh, I just did something bad.
You shouldn't have.
Like, what is this? Is it a mushroom? It won't let me show you. It won't let me show you what I'm looking at. It keeps freezing it. It is forbidden.
I don't think you're broadcasting, but...
Here. What is this?
Yeah. That right there is, Arsenal. Only a little bigger.
Oh, so not a dick shroom. Okay.
It's not a dick shroom.
So that's like another, automaton thing. I don't know what he is. He's just my friend.
He's a construct. A warforged.
So that's kind of cool. Like your brother or something. Maybe he needs some birthday oil?
By the way, Rikara, I'll let you be conscious through the rest of this session here.
Okay. But, okay.
Roleplay-wise, you're super sleepy, and you'll be sleeping for 4 days.
Okay, so, like, still can't...
Like, really super drowsy. Sorry?
Oh, so my character can say and stuff, just can't... I'm still drowsy. So, like, I would have disadvantage to things.
Yeah, let's go with that. I mean, because I'm like, okay, you did roll that where you're unconscious for 4 days, but let's make it so we don't take you out of play.
Probably, okay. Like, your next rest, you'd be asleep for 4 days afterwards.
Gotcha. Yeah. So, what Arsenal moves over here, what's happening?
Oh, he's just looking at it.
He's bonding with his brother.
Yeah.
Arsenal, you can roll a knowledge history check.
Ooh, history. Arsenal knows history.
You do have advantage to it.
16.
You actually, even though it looks quite familiar to you, like the build style and you can name the parts on there and you know the general design, this is not a mech or a construct that would have been built by the city's folk, the city dwarves. So it's like a foreign construct to you, even though there's similarities.
Can I deduce what region of people it would have been made by?
Deduce? Well, it looks like an older model. So it's even more ancient than you.
That's crazy. Is it made of stone?
Sorry?
Is it made of stone? It looks like it's made of stone is why I ask.
It is not made of stone, but it does look... Like, it has been, it's supposed to be rust, is what that was supposed to be.
Oh.
That being said, there is a layer of crud on it.
Interesting.
So you don't think this would be made functional. It's just, like, a relic, and you're not sure from what era, but it's much older than you.
Are there any parts that could be scavenged for his benefit? Like... modifications for later.
Roll an investigation check.
Yeah, I'm real smart.
Yeah, Arsenal gets an 8.
I got a 17 to help.
Oh.
How much did Tia get?
17.
So we have two 17s and an 8. Okay, there's this gem here, kind of by this potion thing, and you believe that these witches took it from this construct.
Well, that goes in our pack.
Would Arsenal recognize what the gem is?
So do you remember our very first sessions where you fought Ruckus?
Yeah.
And it was one of those power gems?
I knew that's exactly where you're going. I just want to know if Arsenal is aware.
Yeah, he knows that's a power gem.
Arsenal would snag it. The one thing that he wants.
He's like, big bonks.
Bigger bonks. An anti-bonk.
Yeah, I mean, we could let Ricara nap while we just pick this place apart, make a note on the map to have the researchers come back and tear it apart. Because this seems like stuff we shouldn't be letting just sit around unattended now that we have murdered the attendants.
I'm okay with that.
What are those barrel things? Like when we first got here, they were lit up or something.
I think that's because it was nighttime at the time.
Yeah, but I'm just wondering what they are. They look like barrels. They're over in this first area that we came to.
I think they're just torch poles.
Oh, she's talking about the literal barrels.
Oh, I think they're lit up because they're next to the torch poles.
Yep.
Could be.
So, yeah, they weren't shiny or nothing. Investigating that, those are wine barrels.
Oh, let's party, y'all. Full moon showdown.
Is wine particularly oily?
With your investigation, you also notice this plant over here.
Is that oily?
This is not oily, no. But you recognize that is not typical vegetation. That's something the witches were growing.
Witch plants?
Witch plants. W-I-T-C-H, not W-H-I. Okay.
I mean, we could go with witch plants.
Yeah.
I mean, witch plants, that's kind of cool. Can I have one? I probably don't know how to keep it alive. I probably don't know if it won't murder me in my sleep. What am I thinking?
Do you have knowledge nature?
Yeah. We can't just leave it here, though. Because, like, it's a what do you call it? Those plants. It's an invasive species. No, I don't have nature. I thought I did, because why wouldn't I? But no.
Okay.
But that's a 4. I have survival, not nature.
It might be goat bloom.
Goat bloom. That sounds cool. Does it grow goats?
No, it does not grow goats. But it has been known to give people goat horns.
Oh, that might be better. Because, like, then I can go around headbutting people as a bonus action.
That's cool.
All right, Ricara, you are cured.
Whoop, whoop.
And the whole lot of you could probably make it back to Moridville. But you want to tell people to come loot this place because you're finding all kinds of strange things, right? That's what Tia was just saying.
I'm afraid that if we leave this the way it is, we're going to regret it. Because either these plants are going to take over or somebody worse is going to stumble upon these experiments and expand upon them. We don't want that. This looks like a creepy witch plant, too.
I was going to ask about that. And
creepy witch spice rack.
Well, that's what that is? I was curious.
I don't know. I mean, I was over here calling this a dick shroom, so don't listen to me.
Well, it kind of looks like a Thanos-looking thing that you just pointed at.
What, the dick shroom?
No. No. The previous thing? The thing that's yes, that.
It looks like a spice rack to me, but maybe. Maybe it's Thanos.
A Thanos spice rack.
Oh, is this a spell book?
Yes, it is.
I am not a wizard, and I don't know what to do with it other than I know you don't leave those laying around, so we should probably take that.
Trying to see if I have any of that.
When you go to pick up the spell book, you see that there's claw marks in it from the werewolves.
Because they tried to destroy it, maybe?
You think, yeah, you would think so.
I reckon there's somebody who knows magic things who would know how to destroy it. So maybe I can just wrap it in my brand spanking new blanket and put it in my pack.
What were you saying, Ricara?
I was just saying about Arcana to figure that out, but I don't really have a lot of Arcana. Kind of be shot in the dark.
So, we will have to pick this up next time with another mission, now that you're fairly cured for now, now that you grabbed the gem for this thing, for Arsenal.
We pretty much speed ran through this entire area.
I was just going to say, that fight was supposed to be much faster, or much longer.
Not only the fight, but we traveled through here much faster than we otherwise would have. And then we managed to shorten the fight, like cut in half by befriending the werewolves. So
yeah, that was crazy. That was a good idea.
Ranger for the win, I guess.
I take a bow. Thank you. Oh, is this another spell book over here?
No, that's not a spell book. That is a tome, though.
My backpack's a little full, so somebody else should probably pick that up. Because I'm trying to determine things that we shouldn't leave lying around unattended.
Arsenal would probably go over there and pick it up.
All right, let's make a log of this stuff. Have you been putting your loot stuff in the adventure log, or can only I write there?
I haven't been writing anything anywhere except for on my paper.
Okay, I'm going to have to hit you guys up for notes on what you've taken.
Yeah, and at one point you told me, like, I always make a note of, like, I loot this and I loot that, but you told me at one point that we'll, like, do a whole, like, hoard thing at the end because you don't want to sit here and be like, yeah, you have some useless knives and, you know, so, like, some of the things of note, like, I've got some alchemist fire and things like that I've noted down, but there's a lot of stuff where I just grab everything and I don't actually know what all we have.
See, but it's really strange because in our other campaign, I over-prepare. Like, I have this huge dungeon we're in right now, and we're in room 2. I'm sorry, we're in room 4 of, like, 30, and that's been over, like, 5 sessions.
Well, if we go on a mission that isn't in the mountains or dealing with, like, undead or things that I'm experienced in, it'll probably be a normal pace, but so far we've been doing the things that I've spent, like, my whole life learning how to do, so...
Yeah, this was going to be much more treacherous, but I couldn't justify it when you had freaking mountain favored terrain where you're moving through here and you can lead a party through. And you actually, with your stealths, did manage to sneak by some monsters that were on the sides.
Oh yeah, that would have made it a little longer if we weren't so stealthy.
Are we going to have an issue getting out of here then?
No.
What the fuck is this?
Even Arsenal was pretty stealthy with the advantage and lucky rolls.
Like, giving you advantage was key.
Yeah. He has no modifiers to stealth whatsoever. No dex or proficiency.
The whole year I've been like, shove some moss in there.
What is this thing here?
These were various lamps that were set up. They weren't actually light sources, but they were, like, for collecting insects and stuff. There's, like, a whole line of them here.
Oh, those the same as that. Okay, I got it.
Yeah, because they were growing some weird stuff here. So, like, yeah, there's all kinds of weird stuff here. Tia is not wrong to want to have people come in and collect stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
I just wish I was a wizard with sending spell so I could be like, come here so we don't have to abandon this camp. But... I don't have any way of sending a message without, you know, using my feet to go there, so.
Smoke signal.
You can signal.
How far away are we?
Like smoke signal?
Yeah, but what about smoke signaling all the baddies that we snuck by on the way here?
I mean, that's a fair point.
It's probably not that far from Mordville, though, is it?
No, I think you are 2 days run if you just ran it.
Huh.
I'd have to go back and see my notes, but I believe it was... Wasn't it like a total of a week out from Mordville itself by normal travel?
I don't remember the calculations, but I do know it was a risky enough distance that we weren't sure if we were going to make it in time, but also close enough that we thought that there was a chance we would make it in time, you know? So I don't remember the specifics that we listed off on how far away we were, how long we had to travel.
Yeah, I didn't account as well for you having favored terrain in the mountains. So things on that end are a little different. But anyways, if I take us to the overland map, I'll sync us to where we're supposed to be. Sync view. So you are about here in the mountains here.
Sort of like straight north of Mordville. We just got across the road.
Basically. So you would have went like up here. And that is... 102 miles.
Yeah, I don't know that smoke signaling is the best thing. I mean, I suppose we could signal Razor Castle or whatever, but still, I feel like there's more bad near us that would catch it sooner than good.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, after surveying the camp and figuring out what are the immediate dangers that we need to get a wrap on, I feel like we would gather what we can carry and then head back out to back home. To have, like, teams come in and deal with this.
Okay. So is it okay for next session if I prepare up a dungeon dive?
Sure.
Okay.
Sounds fun.
Dungeon is not my favorite terrain, so perhaps we won't speed rush through it.
I don't know if there is a favorite terrain that would cover dungeons. I don't think so.
Subterranean or whatever?
Maybe.
I don't know. I made that up.
I don't know if there's a sub, like a cave as a terrain. I'd have to check.
I think the only thing close is that feat that has to do with like dungeoneering, where like you specialize in the dungeoneering skills or whatever.
We could probably shut down the recordings, by the way.
I shall do it.